Listening Library presents Keys to the Kingdom, Book 4, Sir Thursday, by Garth Nix. Read for you by Alan Corduna. Prologue. The westernmost extent of the Great Maze ended in a line of mountains. 16,000 feet high, the mountain range merged into the ceiling of the house, and there was no valley or gap or crevasse that might lead through to the other side. For what lay beyond the great barrier of stone and ice was nothing. The mountains were a wall of the house, a bulwark and buttress against both the corrosive effects of the void and attacks by Nithlings, creatures that emerged from nothing. There was only one place where Nithlings could enter the house. Long ago, when the mountains had been shaped, a tunnel had also been made. An arched tunnel, 7 miles long, 2 miles wide, and half a mile high, blocked by four enormous gates. The outermost gate on the house side was gilded in inch-thick gold, sealing in the metal by immaterial forces that could not be breached easily by raw nothing or sorcery. The next gate, a half mile farther down the tunnel, was of silver gilt. The third, another half mile in, was of bronze. The fourth and final gate, the one that led out into nothing, was called the Clear Gate. It was purely immaterial and entirely translucent, except for a shimmering that was painful even to immortal eyes. Despite this pain, the denizens who guarded the Clear Gate looked out through it at the strange, constantly...